The writer Robert Harris was in Dublin recently, and while he was here, he performed a reading from his new novel, a post-apocalyptic work called The Second Sleep.
Late on the afternoon of Tuesday the 9th of April, in the year of our risen Lord, 1468, a solitary traveller was to be observed picking his way on horseback across the wild moorland of that ancient region of southwestern England known since Saxon times as Wessex. If this young man's expression was troubled, we may grant he had good cause. More than an hour had elapsed since he'd last seen a living soul. Soon it would be dusk, and if he was caught out of doors after curfew, he risked a night in jail. He'd stopped to ask directions in the market town of Axford, where a group of rough-looking fellows had been drinking outside an inn beneath the painted sign of a swan. After grinning between themselves at the strangeness of his accent, they'd assured him that to reach his destination, all he needed to do was to ride straight towards the setting sun. But now he was beginning to suspect this might have been another piece of local mischief, for no sooner had he passed the high walls of the town's prison, where three executed felons hung rotting from their gibbets, and crossed the river and entered upon open country, than heavy clouds had blown across the western sky, obliterating the sunset. Behind him, the tall spire of Axford's church had long since submerged below the horizon. Ahead, the road twisted and dipped between unpopulated ridges of dark woodland and stretches of wild heath daubed with streaks of yellow gorse before dwindling into the murk. After a while, the road began to ascend a wooded hillside. As it climbed, so it dwindled, until it was little better than a cart track, ridged brown earth covered loosely by stones, shards of soft blue slate, and yellow gravel braided by the running rainwater. From the steep banks on either side rose the scent of wild herbs, while the overhanging branches drooped so low he had to duck and fend them off with his arm, dislodging further showers of fresh cold water that drenched his head and trickled down his sleeve. Something shrieked and flashed emerald in the gloom, and his heart seemed to jump halfway up his throat, even though he realised almost at once that it was nothing more sinister than a common parakeet. He shut his eyes in relief.
Robert Harris there reading from his latest novel, Second Sleep, which is published by Penguin.